Okay, so today we're doing Tet Vav, and last year we saw the debate, or where we ended it, if you remember. We explained like the Mara Fulda here, importantly, between Rabbi Hoshaya, as we said, who is of the opinion that Malech, even as you're walking, it's like Akira Nacha the whole time. You don't need a specific Akira or specific Hanacha if you go from one Rishut to another Rishut Yochayev. And the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, which you hadn't seen here, but the Mara Fulda says we see it elsewhere quite clearly. He's of the opinion you need a specific hakira and a specific hanacha. Just walking through doesn't work. And the proof, if you remember, was if someone's simply moving an object from place to place in the house, and then they change their mind while they're still carrying it and go, hey, take it outside, there wasn't an hakira with a kavanah to take it out, so you're patur. Patur of us, so we're still patur. Okay, so now the Gemara says, well, we've got support for both opinions here. So we've got a braita, and sometimes they will bring it as a kasha on Rav Hoshaya, and it would be a help to support the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. And sometimes they read it differently. According to the Mara Fulda's reading. So yeah, what's the case? Someone can do one act of eating, and he can be chayav four sin offerings, v'asham echad. Just by doing one action. How so? Tameh, if he's tameh, that's fine. Someone could be tameh. Shachal chelev, he ate chelev. Chelev itself is a isur karet. So any isur karet, you do it inadvertently, you'd be chayev a korban. Yafeh, that's chatat echad. V'hu notar, it's leftovers of korban, another chiyuv karet. And it's from a korban, so he's a tameh eating from a korban, that's number three. And it's Yom Kippur, is there another karet there? But where do I get an asham where it's kodshin? You're over an isur me'ilah. So that's four chatot and one echad, one. Hashem. However, Rabbi Meir says, if it's Shabbat, ve'otzio, as he's eating, he does the act of hotza'ah, then we say also, I can add another, we'll call it one or two, but we'll get to that in a moment. Amrlo eino Hashem. No, that's not, it's very difficult to translate eino Hashem because you'll see that it's going to be understood differently. So, how does this, ematimativin, sometimes when it's brought as a proof, if you like Rabbi Yochanan, to assist him, this brighter, because Hotziu b'Shabbas ein kananacha, v'lami omro eno Hashem. So let me read in the Mara Fulda so you can explain it clearly. In other words, if you say as you're walking, it's like picking up and putting it down. Why do they say eno Hashem? That your eno Hashem here seems to suggest that this is not a chiyuv that you'd be chayiv for at that point as you walk across. That's kind of the understanding. Sharei imu luchot while he's working, shuochel nami. Sorry, sharei im hiluchot shuochel chayim nami chumotzaah. Because your assumption is it's going to be as he's walking across, it should be chayiv hotzaah. But say eno min Hashem. So this seems to be, if you like, assisting Rabbi Yochanan to saying, look, you're not chayiv in that situation. Okay, because if you say you would be chayiv in this situation, Eino Min Hashem, of course you're also chayiv. Now it says, Afagav the Rashi Zal, even though we see Rashi in the Bavli says, Eino Min Hashem means that no, you cannot compare the two because they're two different actions. One is eating and one is taking it out. That's what the simple understanding of the Breit HaKoin to Rashi was. B'Zof Zorek, Aval Shas Zeh, Losfer LeKibur Shor, it doesn't hold it like that. Meaning the whole Eino Min Hashem seems to be, according to this reading, is not that you're mixing two different actions in one thing, which is eating and carrying. No, it's just saying, what do you mean? Eino Min Hashem, you're not chayiv at that point as you're walking it out, as you're eating it. And now, again, that's supports Rabbi Yochanan by simply walking on a chayiv. It's only if you do Akira Hacha, and that's a kasha, if you like, on Rav Hoshaya that says you would be chayiv as you're walking it out. Okay, yafe. That's effectively that exists a help to the position of Rabbi Yochanan. However, Emet Amativin Mumasayin Le Rabbi Hoshaya, again, change to Rabbi Hoshaya according to Mark Holder. However, another, if you want to read the Breita differently, sometimes I would say this is actually a kasha Rabbi Yochanan and helps Rabbi Hoshaya. How? Because it says, Hotzi Yom Kippur Mieh Patur? He asks us a question. So again, I read Mark Holder because again, people explain it differently here, so it's clear we see it inside. It says, Shibichol Makom Amrinan Eino, in other words, Shibichol Makom, every time you say Eino Hashem, Perushu eino shem echad. It's not one type of chiyuv. Mikol makom, it's still another chiyuv. Because it should have said patur or something like that. Eino min Hashem implies that it's like, it's not this chiyuv, it's another type of chiyuv, which I think is a little bit like, if you like, direction of what we saw Rashi. I mean, Ibbay. Ela she'eino m'shem echad. It's not, it's not the same shem, it's not the same type of isur, let's call it that. Ve'imken, kan b'yom kippur, if that's the case, ilotz, if you took it out b'fiv, in other words, you didn't add Shabbos to it, Halichto yidin bichayav. Ella, so they're quite clearly, who's that like? Simply by walking you, taking out your bichayav, that's shittur Roboshaya. Ella, but quite clearly, the fact that the Tana is not referring to Yom Kippur, the Hotza'ah, if you like, on Yom Kippur, ho'ilva because it's not the same, not type, same type of, let's call it Isur, as the Isur, or Chiyuvim, as the other Chiyum of consumption. Patur, if simply taking it out, in that situation, walking out, you would have been patur. Given the melech in a komed, ain't kana nacha. Then you would know akir no anacha. So it's not in a merashem. You should have said in patur. Okay. So that's the other way of looking at it. You can flip the brayta on its head and say, look, this is really a proof for Rav Hashanah, because in a merashem is still chayiv. It's just not the chayiv we're looking for in this brayta. Mashma, simply walking out chayiv, whereas Rabbi Yochanan says patur. So you can say you can turn the brayta into different ways to say I can be support one position or support the other. Now that being the case. The Gemara adds now, Amra Buyosi Barbun, Atid Rebbe Meir. This must be a shit of Rebbe Meir. What Rebbe Meir says must be like Rebbe Akiva. Again, Rebbe Meir, who tried to add Hutzah Shabbos, must be like shit Rebbe Akiva. So what's shit Rebbe Akiva? Tatani Menayim Yom Kippum Shchaliot B'Shabbos. How do we know? If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, V'shagag, and he made a mistake, V'asam Malachi De Malachi, Menayim Shu Chayav, Al Zevatzmon, well, you'd be chayiv for doing malacha on Shabbos and chayiv for malacha on Yom Kippur. In other words, the two semichiyuv with two separate obligations. Tamalom mashabati Yom Kippurim. Cool, sorry. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Sher says inu chayiv alechad. Now, why is it important to say Rabbi Meir is like Shita Rabbi Akiva that says you'd be independently chayiv for the violation of desecrating Yom Kippur and also the different prohibition of carrying on Shabbos? Why do I need to know? Why we have to say Rabbi Meir is like that opinion? So I'll show you one more time in Rav Mara Fulda. He says, "Mushum the kashale." The question is as follows: Hayech mechayev leitreichat ot halotzah azul. How would it be chayev on two otzot? Mishum Yom Kippur or mishum Shabbos? Why do you assume it's two chiyuvim? Dilu barari meir lo ma chatatat. If Rabbi Meir was simply trying to add an extra chatat, lama amar v'otzio b'Shabbos? Why do you have to say carry on Shabbos? You're not allowed to carry Yom Kippur any either. Stama v'lena meir v'otzio. He could have just added, if you wanted just to add an extra single chatat, he could have just said, oh, by the way, when he ate this notar, chelev, kodshim, and zistameh on Yom Kippur, he would also walked out with it. And that would have added you this extra single chatat. Shreyesh kancha mishumotzat Yom Kippur. Elavade, it must be what? That he wanted to lafushe chatot, to add up more. You think five? I can add another? How many? Another two. That's what I was sort of hinting towards in the beginning this year. The chen perish betosfot as well. The chenu bababli dekritot. Vim ken hayach mechayiv remeir. How is it possible remeir was chayiv two chadot? Hare ein kan ela shem echad otza. There's only one isu which is carrying. Ela it must be that he holds like Rebbe that Rebbe Akiva. Even though there's one shem, meaning I'm carrying out, and happen to Yom Kippur Shabbos, I can be chayiv two chadot for effectively being a prohibition to do so on Yom Kippur and a prohibition to do so on Shabbos. Okay, so very simply, I'll say it outside one more time. In other words, if Rebbe Meir was trying to simply add extra chatit, he would have just said carrying. The fact that he said that the carrying happened on Shabbat means he's trying to add multiple chatot. Multiple chatot, what are you talking about? It's still hotza'ah. No, it must be Rebbe Meir follows Rebbe Akiva, that it is that in that situation, you can be chayiv multiple chatot. Okay, that's Rebbe, again, the Marafulda's take on the whole sugya. And again, if you want to learn later with Pnei Moshe and the like, you can see that he keeps the Chagirsa as like Rebbe Resh Lakish. But okay, we learned it like Marafulda. Now, let's learn the next mission. This is Mishnah Hey. Shnei Kadarim. You got two potters that are walking. Hayu Mahalkim Ze Achar Ze. One falls into the other. Ze Nitgal Berishon V'Nafal. Sorry, Ze Achar Ze. Sorry, Nitgal Arishon. The first guy trips over. V'Nafal. V'nikal sheni berishon, the second person, trips on the first person and also damages. V'nikal berishon. We say, harishon chay benisko shel sheni. The first person fell over and he's chayev with the damage he caused to the second person. Okay, we have to understand why this works. Because if you remember with all the discussion whether nitkal, someone who trips over, is kins posheahu, is he not? The Gemara is going to elaborate. Okay, so simple case, one person walking the other person trips over, the second person trips over him, causes damage to the first and is chayev with the second. Now, zeba b'chavito v'zeba b'korato. Let's say two people walking towards each other. One is carrying a jug, a barrel, then we're a barrel. Another one's carrying a big bean. Nishpara kadosh shel zeba b'korato shel zeh. If their impacts are such that they're both contributed, they're both walking to each other, head-on collision, if you like, then we say nishpara kadosh shel zeba b'korato shel zeh patur. Despite the fact the person who had the barrel lost his barrel, is patur. Why? Because they're both acting in a normal fashion. They're both walking on the road. No one is doing anything strange. And they both got rishut to walk. Okay? Percent. Now we have to understand what happens if someone does something wrong. What if it's in a car situation? That we'll get to those cases soon. Now, the Gemara says, Shnei Kadarim, you got two parashu Mahalchim. Okay? And then it says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Bai maushi ten the rishon shahut kedei amida. What this means is the first person trips over. Do we say that he's chayiv immediately? Or do we say that we give him time to quickly pick himself up? Okay, now that's going to run into the question of whether Nitgal is considered poshe or not. Okay, if he's considered negligent when he trips over, well, then who cares? There's no amount of time. If we're saying he's not negligent, then we say, okay, we can forgive him for the moment he falls, but if he delays in getting up and leaves all the hazard there on the stable, on the road, then he'd be chayiv. Okay, so the Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Pshita Rabbi Yochanan ten rishon shehut kedei amida. It seems to be pshita that we say Nitgal is lav poshehu. The fact that he tripped over, we're not going to call, bear held responsibility for that slip, if you like. However, if he, in other words, and we give him a small window, if you like, for him to pick himself up, remove the hazard before he's responsible for any damage that is caused. Yafe. The Gemara says, "V'lo mistavra de'la mina sheni v'halach or v'hala." Right. In other words, the question is, what about the second person that fell over? Do we give him time? So let's try and understand. Liten l'she, in other words, ma'u liten l'sheni she'ot kedei amida. So the important thing is the question really is here is as follows. In other words, la'amod im lo amad chayav, or mat, in other words, if the second person now trips, okay, the first person we said he's got time to pick it up or not, where he's chayav or not. The second person trips over, do we also say you've also got a window? Now, what do you mean you've got a window? Because it says as follows. Marfil says, do we give him time to get, and if he didn't stand up, then he's chayav himself, or maybe not. Or matzi amar le sheni le shlishi, the second person, the shlishi, hay bor, I tripped over that person. And that was really any hazard that's a result of that was in my hand at the time when I fell is really caused by the first person. Okay, anak. In other words, haybor lav anakariti ela rishon karato shelo amad. He didn't get up. Validechen afani nitkal v'nimtzar rishon hakol asa. In other words, do we say that? In other words, again, the first person tripped over. He delayed in getting up. The second person trips over him, and there's stuff all over the road now. And the second person delayed in cleaning up his mess, he can say, 1 second, it's not my fault. This whole thing was caused by the first person, maybe. That's the question. Is he responsible to tie up his own things, or is it goes back to the first person? The Gemara says as follows. Nishmini Mehan, we can learn from the following. Hakadarim amachalchim zerachazeh, you got two potters walking one after the other. Nitkal rishon nafal, ba chavro v'nitkal bo. First person trips over and the second person trips over him. V'nafal. Uba chavro, and the third person comes v'nitkal bo and trips over the second person. So there's a... What's it called? We call like a pile-up type of thing. Okay. The first person pays the second person for the damage caused he caused, and the second person can be chayav l'shlishi. In other words, we do hold the second person responsible for cleaning up his mess and then any hazard he leaves behind in that window. However, im machmata rishon naflu, if however they all fell on the first person, then clearly kulam, in other words, naflu, Naflukulam, humeshalem al yedei kulam. Then he's chayav to pay for all of them. And the example is if he sort of did a sliding fall and ended up stretching across the reshut and different people tripped on different parts of him, if you like. That would be that type of case. It says, v'chayav al niskei adam upturim niskei akelim. Again, that's by din of bor. We've been discussing niskei kelim a few times. V'miziku ze et ze kulam pturim. Now the girsa changes in hiziku as opposed to you've got hiziru. Sorry, start again. You've got, so the girsa here is his hiziku, and the girsa change we're making, sorry, is the hiziru. I mean, if they warned each other off and said, wait, stop, stop, and the person doesn't, whatever, fell on him, then that's a considered reasonable amount of, if you like, action taken to be responsible for the hazard. A bit like if someone caused a hazard, they put up the quick pine cones around it to make sure people don't fall into it, Masha Kaze, I think. As he's trying to, if you like, clean it up or something like that. Okay. Now, what have you got? Chamarim. Chamarim are not chamorim. Chamorim is the next case. Chamarim are donkey drivers. Okay. So, shuma alchim zerachazeh, and they're walking. One falls. Vinikal rishon. Vinafal. Vachaverov vinikal bo vinafal. The second person trips on the first person. Vachaverov vinikal bo. And then a third person trips on the second person. Really, not much difference here. In other words, one person's falling, tripping on the one in front of him. Same type of din, v'nafal harishon meshalem l'sheni, v'sheni meshalem l'rishon. Sorry, v'nekabel v'nafal, sorry. Harishon meshalem l'sheni, v'sheni meshalem l'shishi. Each person is responsible for the person, the damage they caused the person behind them. Fine. Once again, if the first person fell and slipped and sort of in a way that covered the whole rishut, and different everyone was knocking into him, he's responsible for the damage he caused to all these people. Now, chamorim, however, if you've got donkeys, okay, show mahalchin, they were walking. Ze achar ze, one after the other. Nitkala rishon, the first one trips, and v'nafal. Ubachevero v'nitkal bo, another one trips in him, v'nafal. Afilu mea kulam chavim, if it's all trying to chave him. However, we've got a different girsa here. I mean, in other words, itani, some people, not girsa, different teaching. Some teach the brighter than the kulam p'turim. Now, when would you say in the case of, in other words, the case of the chamorim, it can be different. And that is particularly because, you'll see in a moment, because it says Tani Kulam Pturim, according to Shir, that says it's different in case of Pturim, because Amar Lamanda Amar Chayvim Beshir Butzum Baalim, however, because Naflu ain't on Simla Beema. In other words, yes, a person can be Chayv in the case of Ones, right? He's responsible. However, ain't on Simla Beema means that he is Patur, an animal is Patur in that case. So, how, in other words, when would we say in this issue of Chayv? So let me just explain according to the Marful, then I'll show you something I saw in the Chazon Yecheskel. When you chayim behir bitzum, here bitzum, you made it lie down. In other words, here, it says, lo nash noshu naflu chamorim, kapi de chamorim fell, de naflu onesu, ve'ein ba'me ones rak ba'adam. It wouldn't be, if the animal fell, if mamash case of ones, then we say that it's, there'll be a patu. However, it's only a person we say be chayv da adam muad la olam bein be ones bein be ratzon da avale ilune v'lo be'mar, because we say a person should look where he's going, an animal will just walk. Okay, so therefore, in a normal case, you should assume then when it comes to animals, even be patur in the case of nitkal. However, afilu Rabbi Meir says ha'ela shehachamarim shehema baalim shalem hirbitzum lachamarim ala karka v'nitkal ze bazeh. What happened was is it seems to be now exactly how this worked. It sounds like the chamar made his animal lie down, sit down in the Rishus HaRabim. And then another animal tripped on it. And then I guess the owner made him lie down as well. That's what it sounds like. And that's why you're chayv in that situation, because it was the responsibility of the owner for creating this hazard. You hear? However, I saw a different pshat in Chazal, it might be a bit easier to understand. It's just that the person, what he was doing, the chamar, as he was walking, he tripped, and as he tripped, he was holding the chamor, and if you like, pulled the chamor down. That's when there'd be chayev. You hear the difference? In other words, nitkal adam posheahu, right? And therefore, when he pulled it down, and he would be beema. So if another person, in other words, it wasn't the case of honest beema, the owner is responsible in that situation for the hazard he caused, and therefore the animal then trips, and then the next chamar comes and trips. And also pulls his animal down on the etc. And that's the pattern that would be working like that. Okay, that's the way the Chazon Yecheskel explains it in the Tosefta. Well, when actually being farish the Rishonim. Okay, let's continue. Chamorim sheol raglei achad mehem ra'ot. If you've got a situation where the chamor where its feet aren't, it's not so strong, right? It's not so healthy. We say, now, the Marafal there says, Reshaim la'avor alav. Reshaim la'avor alav seems to be allowed to walk over this animal. But the way the Panei Moshe explains it by filling in from the Tosefta, he says, no. If it's chamrim raglei achad mehem ra'ot, that the feet aren't good, then you can't walk over this animal. You simply walk around it. Eliyasaku le'atzad. However, if this animal collapsed, naflu, Reshaim la'avor alav, then they're even allowed to walk over this animal past it. Right? Because then I'm blocking Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that seems to be the way Panei Moshe says. So it says, what does it mean? Marushim la'avor alav? Mean dorsin alav. You can literally walk over this animal. V'abrim. Now we're talking about like a traffic question of who has right of way. Okay? Hayachad reikam v'achad ta'on. Ma'avrim et reikam mipnei ta'on. Let's say one is, if you like, doesn't have a load. One does have a load. Well, we say the one that has a load has much more effort. So he is right of way. Okay. What if one had a load? Another one has a load. Now that's different to being empty, no load. Because the Rav Fulda explains that if he has had a load, you might think he's also, this animal is exhausted, having just completed a long journey, whatever it is. Nonetheless, the one that has the load gets right of way. Next. Hayu shneim tu'unim. Let's say they're both loaded, shneim porkim, prukim, or they're both unloaded. Yasu psharven, they just have to work it out between the two of them. Shtagalot, shteisvinot. Let's say you've got two boats or two wagons. One is loaded, one is empty. Chatu anav, chad reikan. Who has right away? The loaded one does. Shtei prukot, shteim tunot. If they're both loaded or they're both unloaded, yasul psharim, they have to make some sort of compromise between the two of them. Next, now this is interesting. Hanichnas lamerachatz. Let's say someone's going into the merachatz. Noten lakavod leyotze. Meaning they come into the doorway. Someone's going to the merachatz and someone's leaving. What do? You've got to give reshut to the person leaving first. Why? Because Marafulda explains it's because of the heat, he might get dizzy and need to get out quickly. Right? All the chum for the merachatz. So it's important, it's more urgent for him to get out than you to get in. However, if you're talking about a toilet, if someone's leaving a toilet and someone's coming into the toilet, let the guy come in first because you've relieved yourself. He needs to relieve himself. So he has right away to quickly come in first. Okay, fine. We're talking about again the case where they're going ahead, towards one another, one with a beam and one with this earthenware barrel. What happens though if there is some sort of shinui? And importantly, it means they both did a shinui. So Marfulda explains, "Im shinu shneim ba'alechatam brashas rabin." They weren't doing something normal, meaning kagodru shneim ratzim ba'alechavid ba'alekore. They were both running in the brashas rabin. V'zigu ba'alekore ba'alechavid, and it smashes them. Ma'u chayev? Do we say now the ba'alekore is chayev? Because in why in the Mishnah the ba'alekore knocks into the ba'alechavid? They're both walking, say, because they had reshut to start to walk in the brashas rabin. But now you might say, if the balakor was running, he didn't have reshut, so maybe he should be chayev. But on the other hand, the balachavit was also running. Balakore was running, balachavit, they both running. So, mau chayav balakore or lo? The questions, vada in balakore levadorat. Obviously, if the balakore was the only one running, he was one mishana, he's chayev. Hol vishina. Shein l'arut b'shus ramin, like the guy who's driving 100 miles an hour, he's going to be chayev. Aval im shneim ratzim, if they're both running, maybe the balachavit, you can say you're being negligent as well by you running around Rosh Hashanah. So what's the din? You hear the question. Now the Gemara says, Nishminada chamisha sheyashva sasal echad ubar acher v'yashav ba v'nishpar hu meshalem al kulam. Meaning, if you've got five people sitting on a bench, and one guy comes and he's the straw that breaks the camel's back, if you like, and breaks it, he's chayev. However, if it's al yedei kulam, through all of them, then they're all chayev. Meaning, if they're all contributors to this. So how would that be? It could either be that, for example, they all sat down at the same time, or it was about to break anyway with all five of them and he comes on as well. Okay, there's different perushim here. So in other words, who mishal megem? De'ilu lo yashav lo. In other words, the first case where the sixth person who sat on the bench is chayev, is where they could have happily sat there for a long time. De'ilu lo yashav lo nishbar mikan. He says, "Mikan bayato de Rebbe Zera. Im shneim ratzim nimtza gam balachavit siyau nami b'shvirat chavito." Right. In other words, in the case where they're both running, that they're both assisted in the smashing of it. Va'afagav sheim shneim holchim gam kem shneim esim. Despite the fact we saw before that if they're both walking normally, we say, okay, also they're both assisted in the breaking. Nonetheless, patu balakore hatam yesh lebal kore shul alech. Masha enkin hacha ein olarutz v'chay lefi chelko. Then they're considered as if you like both contributing to it. So it's chayv lefi chalko. Now I don't know what chayv lefi chalko means. It might just be yatzepei chetzi. That's what it sounds like. Like in the bench, that all the five people that were sitting there that made a break, or six people that started breaking, they also pay their chelik. So I'm not sure if this means that they have to pay chetzi. I think that's what I think is what it means. But lefi chalko sounds like yatzepei yisher. Okay, let's continue. Now, next Mishnah. Haya bal koreh rishon. Let's say the person carrying the beam is first. Or bal chavit acharon is behind him. And he was, if you like, tailgating. Nishbara chavit, and he walks into the person with the beam and breaks his chavit. Well, it's your fault. What are you doing? He's checking his phone as he's carrying his card and walks into the guy in front of him. Then he's patur. They mean the person who had the korah is part of the damage he caused to the chavit. If the balakore stood, but it's the middle of a highway, for example, you're meant to be driving, there's no red light and just stationed there, then it says, Yushina Yuchayev. V'im amar lo balachavit amod, if the person, the balachavit says, stop, tells him, I'm stopping now, right? Brake lights, there's a red light, Mashu Kazay says, I'm stopping now, and the person runs into the back of him, even though he's stationary, now we say he's patur. Next. Haya balachavit rishon. Let's say the balachavit is first. Or balakora acharon. The person carrying the beam is behind him. Nishbar chavit, if the person runs into the back of the back of the person carrying the chavit and breaks it, then it's chayav. You cause damage. What are you doing? You're both walking, you just smash into the back of it. Imamad bala chavit, if the bala chavit stood still unexpectedly, you're meant to be walking this in this region, and the balakora smashes into the back of him and breaks his chavit, he's patur. Vimamar if the balakora, if Amar lo lubalakora, sorry, if the person carrying the chavit says, look, I need to stop now, I need to readjust things, and he warned the person behind me, and the guy nonetheless kept going and smashed in the back of him, then obviously he can be chayev. The chenze also benero, pishtano, it's not just beams and jugs, it's also for other, say, a flame and some flammable, like pishtan flammable material. Okay. Haya balakore. Now, lo ken amarav. One second, what are you talking about? The male kol rishus arabim. So if you remember before, we said that Rav said, in other words, why is it if he smashes into the person's jug that he would be chayev if he's walking? Because he should. We said, if someone rishus arabim, according to Rav before, he should look where he's going. So why, if he walks into the back of this guy, should it be, if the guy stops, he should be chayiv. Just look where you're going. He said, the guy in front of you stops and just walk around him. So the Gemara now says, Amri, kevan she'amad na'aseh ke'keren zavid. In other words, there was another case where it was considered unexpected. We don't assume a person is going to have to look. What was the other case? Not just memalek rosh sarabim, also keren zavid. A person who walks around a corner and suddenly he walks into someone's jug. That's another case, he would be patu. So in this situation, if the person just stops, and again, there's a normal flow of traffic, people need to be walking in this place, and he stops, that's also considered like a case, like nasake keren zavid, it's like the person, it's an unexpected situation, the person's not expected to anticipate that the guy's going to stop in the middle of the highway, in the middle of the road. Okay, so therefore, that's why we say in the situation where he just stops, that's where he would be patu. Okay, set it. Have a good Shabbos and a good fiddle, as I said, and a good job. So I can't hear Dov. I missed.
We don't seem to be addressing here that the Koreh is, it's a radical extension of the person himself, meaning the kad
is small.
Carrying is small. It's like it's virtually part of the person.
Yep.
Whereas the koreh is, it sticks out, front, back, both. That doesn't seem to be an issue here.
Yeah, it's similar to the sefer we talked about, pishtan and fire. Meaning you can say that similar thing, not the same, but someone's got such a hazardous material, you should be more careful. You might say the same thing. Just like you're saying now, you've got a bulky material, you should be more careful. So it's a hazardous material. But I think that's what the Chiddush Mishnah is saying. Both the cases of a hazardous material and a bulky material, you've got reshut to carry Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to have a wide load in Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to have a long truck in Rosh Hashanah. Okay, everyone's got reshut to do that, as long as everyone's going in the normal manner and abiding by, let's call it, road rules. Right? You're not going to have more responsibility just because you've got a wider load. And that's the Chachamim understand that, you know, people can carry wider loads and love Yerusha Sarabim in that way. I think that's
the way that's in life today, certainly on the roads,
yeah.
if a vehicle,
yeah,
or perhaps even a person, but, you know, if a vehicle has something that's sticking out, say, past the end of the truck,
you're saying like that, then they have to put a flag on it. Right.
This is saying that there wouldn't be a chiyuv to do such a thing.
I don't know. I'm not sure if it talks about flags, but I don't see a flag. All you have to warn them is if he's going to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like. All right.
Very good. Shkoyach.